Psalms 147, 1 to 5 says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises of our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our God and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." He is a God who's worthy of our praise. It is fitting that we praise Him, right? So this morning we come together to praise God, our Father. So we are going to be introducing a new song called The King of Kings. So if you do not already know this song, then I'd ask you to just absorb the lyrics. The words are amazing and uplifting, so full of truth and the Spirit. So we're going to sing this new song.
Was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the
church of Christ was born. Then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. Amen. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom, I am free for the love of Jesus Christ who has resurrected me. And those amazing words, just truth to declare. It's so good to declare truth, yeah?
Yeah. Amen. God is good.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to raise a hallelujah this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah? We are going to shout when we are going to bring heaven to earth. We're going to take spiritual walls, marches around walls like Jericho. And what are we going to do? In his name, we are going to bring them down. Amen?
Yes.
Listen, we've been saying, God, give us the gift of healing. Give us the gift that when we pray, things will happen. Well, he's giving us opportunities to see that happen, right? It won't just happen. When do you need healing?
When you're sick.
When you're sick. You don't heal the healed. Right? So he's bringing the situations to us for us to exercise that faith and the authority that he has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Raise a
yeah. Jeremiah 15, verse 18 to 21. As you were singing, as we all were raising a hallelujah, there was one lyric that said that, "Fear, you have lost your grip over me." Hmm. It's so important that when we are in times of a stormful situation, whether it is fear, anxiety, unbelief, or hopelessness, it actually, if the presence of these things are there, it will waver our faith. And in this, it reminds me of Jeremiah, who was in a situation where he had to go and tell the Israelites that judgment of the Lord is going to come upon you if you don't repent. And he was so fed up. He was mocked by people. He was taunted. He was made fun of. And there came a point when he himself, his words that came out of his mouth were not, didn't show that as though he had faith in the Lord. In verse 18, it says, Jeremiah says, "Your help, O Lord, seems as uncertain as a seasonal brook, like a spring that has gone dry." And when he said this, these were words of hopelessness. And God says, this is how the Lord responds. "If you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. If you speak good words rather than worthless ones," I believe it's talking about hopeless words and fearful words, "you will be my spokesman. You must influence them. Do not let them influence you. They will fight against you like an attacking army, but I will make you as secure as a fortified wall of bronze. They will not conquer you, for I am with you to protect and rescue you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Yes, I will certainly keep you safe from these wicked men. I will rescue you from their cruel hands." I believe whatever be the situation, whether it is sickness, whether it is a financial debt or a broken relationship or whatever it is, when we are attacked by the lies of the devil, let's speak words of hopefulness, speak words of faith. And as God says, words matter a lot. Only then can God be on our side. Amen.
Yeah, I just want to read from Zechariah 4, where it says, "Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And then it goes on to say, "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forward the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it." And it's so interesting that Shoma brought out this thing about what words we use. And here it says that as the person who's receiving this promise, he shouted grace to you. To whom? Grace to God, praise to God. Lifting up shouts and praises to God, he makes the mountain in front of him topple down and make it as plain as there was never a mountain there at all. Yeah, if there is a situation in front of you, and I know there are situations in front of us that are mountains, but let us say to those mountains this morning, "Who are you, great mountain? Yeah, that you should not come down." Yeah, shall we do that? Let's proclaim the goodness and the glory of God, and He will topple those mountains right in front of our eyes. Yeah.
You're the King and you're the center of it all. Oh, Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts.
Lift up your praises now.
Oh, Jesus, you're the King and you're
Jesus.
Let him be the center of your lives. Let him be the center right now. Everything that is good in our lives flows from him being in the center. Lift up a new song to him this morning. A song from your heart to the Lord. This is a private moment. Let your heart cry out in worship to him. A new song. Sing a new song today. Whatever is in your heart, let it out before God.
We lift you up.
imagine they did this for 7 days. Not for half an hour, for 7 days. They sang and they sang and they gave glory to God and they gave him thanks and they said, he is the Lord, he is good, and he endures forever. They didn't get tired singing. They sang till they had no voices left. Probably they shouted and they praised and they praised and they would not give up. Guys, that's the kind of resilient faith we need. Let's not tire. Can we sing that? Yeah. Can we march? Listen, like your life depended on it. There is a life depending on it. Can we do that? Okay, I'm singing this for David right now. Yeah, I'm going to be militant about his life.
Yeah.
And how do we fight? We fight with praise.
Just to tell you that prayer is powerful, okay? On Friday, we were having our gym meeting at home, and we were praying for many who were sick, and we prayed for my mother, who had a terrible back pain. Yeah, and as soon as we finished praying, a little bit later, Nawaz got a text from my sister saying that, you know, my mother, who'd been in bed for 4 days because of her back pain, that evening, got up and sat at the table and had dinner. Isn't that amazing? Woo! Okay. Yeah. On Thursday or Wednesday? Which is David's? Okay, on Thursday, you know, David was very unwell. All right, and then Sam organized this praise worship at a house, and you know, the next morning we got news that he had improved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So listen, yeah, give the Lord a hand. Yeah. Revelation 21 says, in verse 4, it says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. All right, and in Revelation 22, verse 3 says, no longer will there be any curse. Okay, now really, that is talking about heaven. In heaven, there's no crying, no pain, no death, no suffering. It's a beautiful place. But then in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus connects heaven to earth. You know how he does it? He says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, he says, this is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what we are doing is, as we praise, as we worship, we are bringing heaven down on earth. Amen? Now, we won't see 100% right now. It's increasing, but we've got to believe God and press forth and bring heaven. So can we continue to worship? Yeah? If you're unwell or sick or something, have faith that even as we are worshiping Jesus, the Creator, God can work in your life and heal you. And let's continue.
Yeah. On Thursday when we were praying at Samantha's home, and Joe got this verse from Psalm 23. And we prayed this prayer for David. You know, shall we all just read Psalm 23 together, and whatever personal pronoun that is there, replace it with David's name. Like, the Lord is my shepherd. Just say, the Lord is David's shepherd. He shall not want. He makes David lie down in green pastures. Example. So shall we all do it together? One, two, three. The Lord is David's shepherd. He shall not want. He makes David lie down in green pastures. He leads David beside quiet waters. He restores David's soul. He guides him in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes,
even though David walks through the valley of the shadow of death, David will fear no evil, for you are with David. Your rod and your staff, they comfort David. You prepare a table before David in the presence of his enemies. You anoint his head with oil. His cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow David all the days of his life, and he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, Lord.
Peace.